Martin Scorsese's new movie, The Irishman, reunites him for the first time in decades with Robert De Niro, his star from Taxi Driver, Mean Streets, and Goodfellas. Al Pacino and Joe Pesci co-star in The Irishman, and critic Bob Mondello says they and their director have made an epic that has the feel of history.
The opening shot is a callback to that gorgeous, unbroken tracking shot Scorsese used to introduce Goodfellas, where the camera followed that film's gangland narrator at the peak of his career, from his car through a crowded kitchen and into a bustling nightclub. This time, the camera isn't following the Irishman's gangland narrator, it's looking for him. You might say from the other end of his career, traveling down nursing home corridors until it finds him sitting in a wheelchair, face lined, hair white, Robert De Niro as hitman Frank Sheeran, looking back on a career that started decades earlier when he worked for mob boss Russell Bufalino, played by Joe Pesci. Frank remembers the night Bufalino introduced him to a big shot who would change his life.
Listen, I got that kid I was talking to you about here. I'm going to put him on the phone and let you talk to him, okay?
Hello?
Actors De Niro and Pesci are both in their 70s, but they've been digitally de-aged for these flashbacks to roughly their 40s, a trick that is visually disconcerting at first. Their eyes look right, skin not entirely, but you get used to it. Also appearing younger than his mid-70s is the guy on the phone, played by Al Pacino.
Hiya, Frank. This is Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah.
Glad to meet you.
Well, glad to meet you, too, even if it's over the phone. I heard you paint houses.
Painting houses is code. They're talking about blood spattered on walls, because by the early 1960s, Frank, who was real, this story is based on a chronicle of his life, was deep in the embrace of the Bufalino family. You wanted somebody whacked? Frank was your guy. And this being a Scorsese flick, there are a lot of whackings, ones that are in pursuit of mob justice, of political justice with regard to the Kennedy family, and also in pursuit of union justice, which can be just as rough as the other kinds when the Teamsters and Jimmy Hoffa are involved. Assassinations and assassination attempts are this film's stock in trade, with larger-than-life Hoffa surviving one, then grandstanding for the press.
You always charge a guy with a gun. With a knife, you run away. So you charge with a gun. With a knife, you run.
For the first two of the film's luxuriously rich 3.5 hours, The Irishman offers the sort of raucous, splattery mob movie spectacle that Scorsese so often trafficked in, sometimes presented with resonance and majesty, sometimes with inventive little quirks. Minor characters with colorful names, for instance, introduced with a freeze frame that notes when they will ultimately die and how. The screenplay is quirky, too, when, say, a minor mobster disrespects Pacino's Jimmy Hoffa.
I never waited for anyone who was late more than 10 minutes in my life.
I'd say 15. 15's right.
No, 10.
10's not enough. You have to take traffic into account.
That's what I'm doing. I'm taking traffic into account. That's why it's 10.
I still say 15.
No, 10.
How about 12 and a half minutes?
There we go. 12 and a half. Middle. Beautiful.
Yeah, more than 10 is saying something. He's saying something to me.
I'm here.
It says what it says.
Steve Zaillian's screenplay says what it says, precisely and with eloquence, especially as Scorsese nudges the actors in sadder directions and the story gets more invested in loss. For while The Irishman is, like many mob movies, about violence and betrayal, it's the work of a filmmaker who has earned the right to sum up this genre. So it's also about regrets, remorse, reckonings, and elegy. I'm Bob Mondello. I remember.